This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
When we look at the situation or what we are doing in Zimbabwe, we are using what we call the area-based approach, where we identify a small geographical area, do activities in there, commit off child labour. When we are done, we move to the next one.
Angelina Lunga is the Training and Development Officer of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, ZIMTA. She spoke at the 5th Global Conference on the Elimination of Child Labour held in Durban, South Africa, May 15th to 20th, 2022.
We started our work in a place called Chipinge. Chipinge is a place where a lot of agricultural activities take place. It's important to mention that when government outlawed child labour, major companies abandoned child labour. However, our other smaller farmers, communal farmers, and even members of the community, some of them are still practicing it. It is important to mention that when child labour was abandoned, then these other pockets of activities are the ones that we are targeting. We realize that children were involved in herding cattle, not going to school, but herding cattle for some people, doing some farming activities somewhere, selling the whole day, and being closer to the Mozambican border. Our children sometimes cross the border to look for work or to order stuff and come and bring it into Zimbabwe and be selling throughout the day. So we have been doing in the schools. First of all, we trained teachers on issues to do with child labour. This was because we wanted to raise awareness on the importance of education and the right to education for these learners. We have done a lot of training targeting teachers, school administrators, the school development committees, which are parents' organizations which work within the schools. We have also targeted significant people in the communities, that is community leaders, our headmen, our kraal heads, our village community workers, to raise awareness on this so that they sing from our hymn book and we get a buy-in on that in that respect. After training teachers, the teachers went on back into the schools to train other teachers and again implement what they learned in the schools. That's where they started forming within the schools what they call child protection committees. These child protection committees are groups of children who come together to conduct activities to spread awareness on child labour. Some of these children are engaged in theatrical activities such as drama, music, poetry, all carrying a message on child labour issues. They do performances so that they raise awareness. They do performances at gatherings such as assembly, during sports days, during international or national days where people gather. The children are invited to make presentations and in the process send the message, child labour. Again, we also make sure that they also engage in fine arts. Fine arts is to do with paintings and drawings, expressing points, expressing messages to discourage the use of child labour. Not only that, the teachers as well as those children in the child labour groups also monitor attendance of would-be child laborers within the school. If they notice absenteeism at a certain stage and they realize it's going on for a while, they team up, they go to the child's place, talk to the parents, and get the child back into this school. I'll also talk about the impact of COVID-19 on our activities. COVID-19 came in and then kind of affected what we had gained in the program, because we started noticing after the introduction of our child labor project in the 24 schools, we noticed changes in terms of pass rates. Schools began to register higher pass rates than they used to before. We noticed some kind of retention within the school. Retention in terms of numbers. The dropouts were getting lower. We again noticed even the number of girls being retained in school was kind of higher. But then when COVID-19 came in, it kind of erased some of these gains, because we realized when schools opened in February, there was a noticeable decline in school enrollments. That noticeable decline was attributed to pregnancies, teenage pregnancies, child marriages, and in some cases even return to child labor. Then the teachers and the unions again started on their activities, providing what we call second chance learning, what our colleagues call incubation learning, where someone who would have dropped out of school comes back into school and is given some kind of education, accelerated kind of education, so that they are back in the mainstream education. We have already started again on the activities that we used to do. And the second term was just 2 weeks back. We are happy to report that the trend is going up again, partly because children enjoy these artistic activities and they want to be there. And the teachers get engaged in activities that kind of generate a little bit of resources and assist those that are failing to get the bits and pieces that bring them back into school together. As a recommendation and a way forward, we would recommend as teachers' unions that funding to education becomes higher, so that we reduce incidents of child labor, where children who fail to attend school because of school fees are brought go out to look for employment. That, in a nutshell, and also to raise awareness on issues to do with child labor, so that people will give children a chance to learn while the parents earn.